All right, we now have to turn to what continues to unfold in Afghanistan and the U.S. response to it as well. Of course, we heard from President Biden yesterday defending U.S. actions there, but also admitting some mistakes have certainly been made. Our Jessica Smith is in Washington with the latest on that unfolding situation. Jess?
Yeah, Julie, the administration is under a lot of pressure this morning to do more to get Afghan allies who risk their lives for the United States or when helping the United States out of this country this morning. Yesterday, the president told the Taliban, he warned them not to interfere with evacuation operations. He said that the U.S. would respond swiftly if they did attack or interfere. President Biden is, as you mentioned, standing by his decision to withdraw. He did admit that the collapse of Afghanistan to the Taliban did happen more quickly than the administration anticipated. Even so, he says he does not regret the decision to withdraw. He says that the events that we have seen over the past few days show that there never would have been a good time to withdraw. Let's watch.
There's some very brave and capable Afghan special forces units and soldiers. But if Afghanistan is unable to mount any real resistance to the Taliban now, there is no chance that 1 year, one more year, 5 more years, or 20 more years, the U.S. military boots in the ground would have made any difference.
But in that address, President Biden did not spend much time addressing how the U.S. withdrew, and that resulted in the chaos that we had seen over the past few days. He did put much of the blame on Afghan political leaders, the Afghan military, for not standing up for themselves. But critics on the left and on the right say that they were warning the administration for months that this could happen. They were urging them to start evacuating Afghan allies, trying to get them out quicker. Senator Marco Rubio did say in a tweet, the continued presence of U.S. armed forces in Afghanistan could not persist forever, but there was a right way and a disastrous way to leave. We now see which one the Biden administration decided on. So there will be lots of questions for the administration going forward. The first, of course, is how to get these people out of Afghanistan. Second would be how this happened. And that's going to be something that lawmakers are looking into over the coming weeks and months. And surely White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and the National Security Advisor will face some of those questions this afternoon when they brief reporters at 1:30. Guys.
All right. We will be counting on you for additional developments. Thanks so much, Jess. Appreciate it.